This is Bob Muscatel, and I'm very happy to be joined on our Travel Thursday segment, as usual, by our buddy Dan Schlossberg, terrific writer. And folks, the new baseball Bible is a must if you're a baseball fan, and so is Baseball's Memorable Misses. What a great compilation book that is. And he's got another one coming out about Hank Aaron. Can't wait. That's going to be a good one, too. And he's got a pretty interesting subject to talk about today. We bring him in now on Travel Thursdays. Hi, Dan Schlossberg. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to the World Series, Bob.
Yes, indeedy. You're happy that the Phillies are out because they're the team that knocked your team out. So it's always nice to have them out of there, at least from your standpoint anyway. And a couple of teams that during the regular season, underachievers, but both in the World Series, they earned their way there, so it should be interesting.
Well, the Texas Rangers actually had the exact same record as the Houston Astros, so even though they're a wild card team because they lost a season series, they still were the best in the West in the American League.
Yeah, indeed. And Dusty Baker is going to be retiring today. I would think in 3 years he'll be in the Hall of Fame. I think managerial candidates only have to wait 3 years for the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, that's correct. And by the way, this makes Brian Snitker the oldest active manager.
Oh, is that right? Oh, my. I wouldn't have...
He's a little bit older than Bruce Bochy.
I wouldn't have known that. Son of a gun. And Bochy, of course, in another World Series, he's already won 3 with the Giants. My goodness. So there's another guy that's heading directly for the Hall of Fame, certainly. Well, someday you'll be in the Hall of Fame, but in the meantime, we got you right here, and we're going to talk a little travel and best places to go for vegans and vegetarians. You know, I didn't know that November 1st is World Vegan Day, but that's coming up, and October 1st was World Vegetarian Day. So that's what we're going to talk about today, right?
And I think this all honors Spencer Strider, the only vegan in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and did he get 20 wins this year? I didn't realize he had 20 wins.
He did. He was the only 20-game winner and led the league in strikeouts, too.
All right, very good. So he's a pretty famous vegan athlete. So tell me a little bit more about this particular subject.
Well, I didn't realize that 15.5 million Americans have a vegan or vegetarian diet. That's quite a lot. Mm. And there's a personal finance website called WalletHub that released its 2023 report on best cities for vegans and vegetarians, and I never would have guessed their list. So let's go right into it.
All right, go ahead.
Portland, Oregon is number one.
Mm.
Okay, that's number one, best city for vegan and vegetarian. Los Angeles, number two. I guess I could see that because of all the Hollywood stars who live out there, very conscious about how they look and how they eat.
Mm-hmm.
But number three, Orlando, the land of Disney. I don't get that one. San Diego's number four. Then Phoenix, number five. San Francisco, number six. Seattle, number seven. I could see that one. Miami, number eight. Austin, Texas, number nine. And then Oakland, California, right across the bay from San Francisco, number 10.
Yeah, and one of your favorite cities checks in at number 19. That would be Atlanta, of course. So there you go. So the top 20 from our good friends at WalletHub. I touch base on a lot of their surveys, and they're pretty good about their compilations. So tell me more. Irving, Texas has the highest share of restaurants that serve vegetarian options, right?
And Laredo, Texas has the lowest. Hmm. So Texas goes to both ends of the spectrum here.
Yeah, I guess so. Tell me about Scottsdale, Arizona. That's got a high share.
High share of restaurants with vegan options, 15.4, versus San Antonio, with the fewest. And that kind of surprises me because there's a lot of farm-to-table stuff going on there.
Mm.
And Atlanta, we mentioned Atlanta, has the most salad shops per square root of population versus Garland, Texas, which has the fewest. Again, Texas makes itself known.
And a lot of experts tell people that if they are going to adopt that kind of a diet, they need to make the transition kind of gradually, right?
Yes, substituting for meat, fish, and poultry with pasta, vegetarian chili, beet tacos or burritos, nut butter sandwiches, and vegetable patties, like the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
And I do quite a bit of that stuff. So I love hot dogs and hamburgers, but got to get away from it to be healthy, especially at my age.
Hey, listen, you and I have both discussed our various and sundry heart issues. So, you know, it's good to start thinking about a different approach. Danny, I don't know if you've had these, but those Impossible Burgers in a lot of places are tremendous.
Yes, yes, I agree. They're really good. And there are other substitute hamburgers that are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So give it a try.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't like it, put a lot of stuff on it. Put on onions and ketchup and pickles and all that. You'll drown out the taste of the Impossible Burger.
Yeah, you can drown it. That's right. And I see in your notes it's kind of a myth that frozen foods are less nutritious than fresh ones, because a lot of frozen ones can be very good.
Yeah, very definitely. And I love frozen veggies. I love peas and broccoli and carrots. I've always loved my veggies and fruit. So I eat a lot of veggies and fruit all the time, even when I have a hot dog or a hamburger.
Mm. And some of the experts out there say, pick one day to go meatless and then, you know, see how you do from there and gradually make your switch if you're going to.
Yeah, you can consider meatless lunches. Once something becomes a habit, it's easier to build from there. And people are wrong to associate being a vegan or vegetarian with eating lots of salads and or lacking protein sources. There are many plant-based protein sources, and meat can be converted into vegan-friendly or vegetarian-friendly with minor tweaks such as tofu, beans, or lentils.
Mm. And if you are vegan, you can get your calcium from soy milk and a lot of other plant-based foods, right?
Yes, such as broccoli, kale, or bok choy. So there are lots of ways you can do this. And just one warning, vegan and vegetarian choices can be high in sugar and added sodium. So read the nutrition facts labels to make the right choices. That's important.
Yeah. My girlfriend is a pescatarian, so she'll eat fish, but no meat. And that's been the case for a long time, and she's pretty happy with her particular diet. So there are some different websites to go to, and you can certainly start with, Googling, vegan or vegetarian diets, but also for Wallet Hub, you can see more about that survey, right?
You can. WalletHub.com/edu/best-cities-4-vegans-vegetarians.
Yeah.
So
a lot of
it's all up there. And one thing to remember about this whole thing, if you're a vegan, you don't eat anything that had parents.
Okay, there you go. Or had a name. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah,
that could be it, too.
That's right. So next week, we're going to be talking Cleveland. Is that right?
Right. No more mistake on the lake. There are a lot of good things in Cleveland, mainly the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are a lot of other things out there, too.
Yeah,
I've been there a few times and really liked it.
Yeah, I've been to Cleveland, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is terrific. But we'll run down the good things in Cleveland next week. I can't wait. Danny, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking us through this one today. Stay safe in your travels, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bob, and enjoy the World Series.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You too. That's Dan Schlossberg joining us today. Travel Thursdays, folks, here at WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM. We've got personality.